You're listening to Vatican Radio.
US and Mexican border bishops have vowed to continue to follow the good example of Pope Francis and seek to construct bridges rather than the walls of exclusion and exploitation. A joint statement released by bishops of the border between Texas and northern Mexico calls on governments to adopt policies that respect the human rights of migrants and undocumented residents. Susie Hodges reports.
Speaking on behalf of the bishops, priests, religious and lay persons participating in the biannual meeting of Tex-Mex border bishops taking place in Brownsville, Texas, the powerful statement is entitled, "The Cry of Christ and Voice of the Migrant Moves Us." In this difficult moment in our history, the bishops say, we hear the cry of our migrant brothers and sisters whose voices reflect the voice of Christ himself. They describe the detention centres and respite centres for mothers and their adolescent and minor children travelling with them as places of intolerable and inhumane conditions. They also deplore the broken immigration system, caused, they say, by political structures and economic conditions that result in threats, deportations, impunity and extreme violence. Highlighting the pain, fear and anguish suffered by those migrants who turn to them, the bishops note that so many are exploited in their workplace, live under the constant threat of deportation and suffer the fear of the possible separation from their families and friends. For many, the bishops point out, migration is the only way to survive, while the measures taken by the present administration are depriving these people of hope and dignity. The migrant, they say, has a right to be respected by international and national law, as he or she faces the violence, criminality and inhumane policies of governments, as well as the world's indifference. Reiterating their commitment to care for migrants and exiles and affirming that all people have a right to live in conditions worthy of human life, the Tex-Mex bishops jointly pledge to monitor the suffering of their migrant brothers and sisters, and they promise to continue to follow the good example of Pope Francis by seeking to construct bridges rather than walls. I'm Susie Hodges.